everybody. So we want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving and a Merry Christmas. We're so excited. We're the Hallmarkies podcast, and we are here to talk about four of our marathon event of Thanksgiving movies over at the Hallmark Channel and the Hallmark Movies and Mysteries Channel. They had 12 movies over the course of 9 days. So these are four of those movies, the middle of the weekday movies. We're going to be talking today about Last Vermont Christmas, Hope at Christmas, Reunited at Christmas, and Christmas at the Palace. And I'm Rachel, and I'm very excited to have our very good friend Ruth Hill is here.
Hi, nice to be back.
Yeah, thanks so much. We really appreciate it. And so how have you been?
Very busy, as I'm sure you guys have been too.
Yeah, it's an insane time. It's kind of crazy. I feel like we need to have second Christmas. Like the Hobbits have second, second breakfast. We need to have second Christmas in January.
Right.
Kind of make up for all this. But hope you had a nice Thanksgiving.
Yes, I did. Yeah, it was great.
I'm glad. All right. Well, I guess we should just dive in. We're talking about these four films. We have two films that were on Movies and Mysteries and two that were on the regular Hallmark Channel. One of them, Reunited Christmas, was a last minute change of channels, which is kind of interesting. And a move. Right. It was going to be Christmas at Grand Valley, but then they switched it.
Right.
And so it's kind of interesting. And I feel like these are all a little bit, for the most part, they're kind of different choices for Hallmark. I think they're stretching a little bit with some of these, which I like to see.
Right. Yeah, I would agree with you on that. Yeah, they were definitely.
Yeah. So let's start with The Last Vermont Christmas. The story of this movie is about a family of three sisters. There's Megan, Audrey, and Bethany, and they come home for Christmas, and they find out that their parents are going to retire and that they're going to be selling the house, the childhood house. And so we have, over the course of the holidays, the various kind of goings on of this whole family. And did you have any expectations going into this about this movie? I guess you've done a number of interviews for this film.
I was expecting, I guess, it to be a little bit different. I mean, I had heard that it was at least inspired by a true story. I mean, I had heard that. So I didn't get into that too much, but I was also expecting that, except for the leads, really you didn't have a lot of actors with a lot of screen credits. So I knew there would be a lot of new actors to Hallmark, especially, and a lot of local actors that, since they didn't shoot it in Canada, I figured that would be the scenery would be different from the Canadian movies, of course, which it was.
I had no expectations about this movie. I can't remember what we gave it, if it was a sock or an orange, but I really didn't. And, I kind of thought, oh no, is this going to be a Mr. Perfect Christmas Present, which wasn't my favorite, which was an acquired one last year, and it was kind of brought on late. So I was like, I don't know, is this going to be really bad? But to my pleasant surprise, I really liked this movie a lot. I way more than I thought I would. I really connected to this, to each of the girls, honestly. I felt like I could see myself and my sisters, three sisters and two brothers. And I could see, I think, parts of my siblings, my sisters particularly, in each of these sisters and some of their dynamics. And I just really liked it. I thought it was, really had a nice heart to it. And I actually got kind of emotional at the end. It really worked for me. And I was really surprised how much I ended up liking it.
That's good.
That's good. What were your kind of overall thoughts on this one?
What I would say is I thought the story was really strong. I really enjoyed the story. Some of the acting, in fact, my mom really did not like the movie.
Okay.
She was not a fan. And I'm not going to say that it was my favorite movie. And it's not because of the writing. I thought the writing was very good. I thought the storyline was very good.
Yeah.
And I thought that most of the acting was good. I think where it might have suffered, at least for me, was that some of the actors were not as experienced. Uh-huh. And so for me watching that, that sometimes that made it a little more difficult for me to watch at times, not where it made it that, you know, I absolutely hated it. It wasn't like that.
Sure.
But then I go back to the thing of realizing that if you look at the credits of these actors, you realize that so many of them, this was their first big thing. And so it's going to be kind of a learning thing for them. It's a chance for them to get exposure. And their first real, really big chance to be in a movie like this. And mm-hmm. So I'm willing to be a lot nicer than maybe my mom and I had discussions about it. And my mom was not as complimentary as I was. I was willing to say, you know, some of them were younger actors. They were not as experienced. Mm-hmm. And everybody has to start somewhere. Sure. And I think it's great that Hallmark is willing to give chances to some of these actors that don't have as much experience and to really support the local economy. I think that's another great thing that they do. Not every network does that.
Yeah. I guess I was just so drawn into the story that right. I didn't really mind any of the acting. Like, there wasn't anything that was a big turnoff for me personally, but right. I can understand that. I don't know if it's just in the Christmas spirit, but even like everybody was super critical of Kelly Pickler and Christmas oh, Graceland, but I thought yeah. she was fine. Like, I thought great, she was fine. Yeah. She was fine yeah. to me.
Yeah. Yeah, I do too.
But anyway, it's kind of funny. I guess I've just been in a good mood lately. So this movie, it focuses on Erin Cahill's character, who mm-hmm. is, I think her name's Megan, which yeah. my sister is named Megan. So
okay, yeah.
Yeah, and so she is a chef that had her husband pass away, I believe. And so she's just, that was hard for her. And so she is coming back to for family Christmas. She's been living mm-hmm. in Austin, there in Vermont. And she has there's this high school love, as they often have in Hallmark, named Nash, played by Justin Bruning, who I hadn't seen before.
No, I had not either.
Yeah. Yeah. I liked them. I thought they had pretty good chemistry.
Yes, I liked them. Yeah.
I yeah. did. And I felt like, you know, in this one, this is one of the ones where they say, I love you at the end. And I bought it because it felt like this is an established relationship. This is something right. they've known each other a long time.
I interviewed two people, and this is directly from, I'll probably completely mess up his last name. His first name is Rob. His last name is something like Figueroa or something like that.
Yeah.
Don't know how it's pronounced, and I know I just completely messed it up. Yeah. But he was, and by the way, I really liked him as well. I mean, I love the leads.
Yeah.
I liked him. And I also interviewed the girl who I think was fantastic, Samara Conley. She played Ivy.
Oh, she was so cute.
Yes.
She was so adorable.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Good. So.
And I thought that her and Erin had nice chemistry together.
Yeah. I would agree. I would agree.
I'm not that familiar with Erin. I'd seen her in I'd seen her in the Sleigh Bells Ring movie.
Right.
She wasn't my favorite.
Yeah.
It was a little boring for me.
Yeah.
But this was the first time I ever really, I guess, liked anything that I've seen her mm-hmm. with.
Yeah. As far as Hallmark, this was probably one of her better ones. I've seen her outside of Hallmark and I've really liked her in some things, but.
Okay. But. Yeah. Yeah, she reminds me a lot of Rachel Boston in certain ways. Yeah, I mean, they're a little different, but I feel like they have a certain look similar and just certain sweetness to them. And the writer of this is Blaine Chiappetta, and he did this, a couple other things. He did Love's Last Resort, which we reviewed in our June Swoon episode.
Yeah.
And we really enjoyed that one. We thought it was fun. So
Yeah, that was a fun one.
Yeah, so I think he has a lot of potential as a writer, and yes. I think he did a good job like creating each of these characters, each of these sisters, mm-hmm. as right. sort of unique individual characters. And mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like almost every family has an Audrey, a Bethany, and a Megan. In some way or another, like one who's just sort of one who's kind of the leader of the family, who's kind of the protector of the family, one who, like with Bethany, she's a little bit bossy, but she's also, it comes from a good place. She's a loving person, but she can also be a little bit controlling. I think that's totally real. And I'll be honest, I'm probably a little bit that person in my family.
Right.
But I work on it. And then right. Audrey reminded me a lot of my two younger sisters, you know, that mm-hmm. they're kind of silly a little bit, but sweet mm-hmm. and dreamers and mm-hmm. a little bit indecisive. Whereas like, I'm the kind of person who's like, I know exactly kind of what I want and I make decisions. And like, I don't know. I really just like that dynamic. I thought he did a really good job sort of capturing this family. The two parents mm-hmm. for me. And then I liked the three relationships. I thought they were fun. You had Megan and Nash mm-hmm. and they were fun. And then you had mm-hmm. Audrey and Brandon and they yeah. were really funny. I mean, some people might say they're a little over the top with the whole sabotaging the, mm-hmm. I thought it was funny. I enjoyed it. Did you like that or was it too much?
Oh no. Yeah, no. And that's the thing is, you know, my being critical, I'm not being like overly critical. I'm not sure, trying to say that I hated it. You know, I'm just saying that's just from my perspective. And I mean, I've reached out to interview some more of the actors. So it's like, I thought the relationships were great. I thought there were many positives. That was just my only minor complaint. And if you had my mom out here though, she would complain much louder.
I understand. And I just realized, so this was written, it's Blaine this writer, Blaine Cepeda wrote Snowmance. How did I forget that?
Last year. Right. I think I remember seeing that.
Yeah. You see that?
I think, yeah, I do remember seeing that, because I had looked him up too. Yeah, so yeah, which was
We did a whole emergency podcast on Snow.
Yes, I remember that. I remember that. Yes, I do remember that. Yeah, that was the time that I went and did a last minute interview with Jesse Hutch and just somehow got it up. I have no idea how I got it up. It was crazy. You guys were about the same way doing an emergency podcast.
We did the emergency podcast and then he heard it and he was one of the first people to really interact with us aside from, because we had our interview with Nina and then we had Paul Campbell. And then I think Jesse was probably our third interview. And then Paul Campbell, and that's really fun. And so he's done two with Jesse, so hopefully you bring Jesse back into the Hallmark world again.
That would be nice. I know it hasn't really happened in a long time, and I honestly never understand those things. I don't, but I guess we don't get to make those kinds of decisions. Sure. We aren't we aren't in charge of casting.
No. Yeah. And so I really thought her sort of dealing with her grief and her fear seemed to be a theme of a lot of these movies, actually, was like overcoming fear. It was definitely a theme in Hope at Christmas, a theme at Christmas at the Palace, theme at Last Vermont.
Yes.
Which is really reunited. Yes. All four of these really all had that theme.
Yeah. I really did appreciate that theme. I thought that was very well done. And I just have to say, I like the fact that there was wood chopping in the movie.
Oh my gosh, yeah. That is the thing this year, the rage.
That will come up later. I guess it actually won't come up with this podcast. I think all four of these have wood chopping in them, I believe. If I remember
right. Yeah, that's like the thing this year is the rage wood chopping.
Because poor Nina, I
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
I tweeted out tonight, there's no wood chopping. You're not going to let us down. And she said, I failed you, Ruth, and I'll never forgive myself. And then she's got this little status like.
That's so funny. Of these, this is how you get out your winter aggression. Like,
yeah, you go and you chop wood. That's the thing.
Yeah. But I thought the whole conversation that they have when they're in that carriage ride, mm-hmm, yeah, that got me. I was crying. I was tearing up for sure. I know. I felt emotionally true to me. And I thought she did a really good job delivering that whole moment. And, mm-hmm, and obviously, you know, that like they are going to get together, but like, right, it felt believable. It felt real to me. I liked it.
Oh, yeah.
And so, yeah, I don't know. Maybe I was just in the mood for this movie, or I don't know.
It sounds like you were able to connect it to some of your family relationships.
Yeah. And I appreciate when these movies are sort of portraying kind of the messiness of family that can be, you know, that like family is hard. It's a lot of work, and it's hard balancing everybody's personalities. And like, I love in the movie While You Were Sleeping, when the dad says, don't, you know, you have those moments when everybody is happy and everyone is, you know, everyone is okay and safe and whatever. And the Bill Pullman character is like, Dad, this is not that moment. Like, yeah, that's so true. You think that like everything's good. It's hard. It's a lot of work. And so I don't know. I really liked it. And I liked all of the characters, and that was what I think. And I thought they did a good job with the dialogue. I really did. And
I would. So. Well, and I know also that the cast and crew got along very well. They were.
Yeah.
And I think it was really great. So many of these actors were not even that familiar with Hallmark before this movie, a lot of the supporting cast. And what I would hope for Hallmark is that this means that they're going to do more in that area. I think it'd be great to shoot some more in that area. Yeah. And that some of these actors that are regional actors get the opportunity to do Hallmark movies. I think that for me, I mean, I would give this movie a glowing review just for that reason. Even if I didn't like, even if I wasn't in love with everything about the movie, I think that is for me. That and the writing was very strong, and the two leads, for me, the two leads carried it, and it didn't really make and yes, I liked some of the other supporting cast. I did like some of the other supporting cast, not that I didn't, but the two leads really carried the story for me.
I agree with you, for me as well. And so how many crowns did you give this one?
So I would say I would give this one I'll say a 3.5.
Very good. Very good. I'm actually going to give it a 4.5. I really connected with it. I really liked it. And I actually have it very high in my ranking. I have it at number 6.
Oh, wow. Well, I think the for you, it was really that personal. You were able to make a personal connection.
Yeah. And I know that Amber loved the Audrey and Brandon. That was her favorite.
Okay.
She told me.
Okay.
Because she thought it was funny.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, so that's where I have it ranked. Okay. I have it just below It's Christmas Eve, which is mm-hmm. one of my favorites, and just above the Darrow and Darrow movie,
okay.
the late, most recent one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's pretty interesting. So, all right. Then we have Hope at Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
This is based on the Nancy Nagel book, which yeah. I did read. And okay. the book is sweet enough. It wasn't my favorite, but it was sweet and fine. Mm-hmm. And then this stars Ryan Peavy in his first Christmas movie. So that's yep. fun.
Yep.
Yeah. and then Scotty Thompson, who I thought had never been in the Hallmark movie.
Same here. Yeah.
But thanks to our friend Sherry, who's our researcher.
Oh,
friend.
I was corrected on Twitter. So
oh, were you? Okay.
I was corrected the night of it.
Oh.
Corrected me and I was like, oh, you're right. I forgot that was a Hallmark movie. So
yeah. So our friend Sherry let me know that she had been yeah. in one, I guess, called Lake Effects, which was an acquired one.
Yeah.
Probably one of those Pixel ones or whatever.
It was a while back.
Yeah. So I'd never even heard of that. I don't even know what that is.
But it was not a Christmas movie. So we can say
this was her first Hallmark Christmas movie.
So yeah. it was a first Christmas movie for both of them.
Yeah.
As far as Hallmark goes.
Yeah. And this movie also has Nelson Wong in it, who's a lot
yes,
of fun.
Yes, 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 yes.
And he's playing a character named Kenny Kwan.
Yep.
And he's played that character with
That's
that name,
his character.
Which Don't is hilarious.
That Kenny shows up, and that's always his character. When he does a movie with... Why did the name just threw me?
It was Ron Oliver.
Thank you. I knew it yeah. started with an R. It was like all of a sudden the name went out. Thank you, Ron Oliver. Whenever yeah. he does a movie with Ron Oliver, basically Nelson Wong plays Kenny.
Kenny Kwan.
Yeah, that's. I mean, you can go and you can look. That's yeah. who he's playing.
That's so funny. Yeah.
I mean, almost all the time. And actually, it's very common. Rob Oliver directs a movie. He tries to make way so that Nelson can be in it. Doesn't always work, but he tries.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, he's yeah. a delight. He's really fun. Oh. I assume you've interviewed him.
I've interviewed him. He has a lot of experience. He has been in the business and has done so much in this business, and he will tell you all about how wonderful Ron Oliver is. He will. He speaks volumes. I mean, whenever you interview him, he talks more probably about Ron Oliver sometimes than he does himself.
So, that's cool. Well, yeah, I mean, he seems like the best, Ron Oliver. So
understandable.
Yeah. So it was a pretty fun cast. I loved Scotty Thompson, but I thought that she was so pretty. Like yes. she just had like a very striking,
yeah.
I mean, they're all the Hallmark women are pretty, but she just yeah. had like a different kind mm-hmm. of look about her that was just so striking and beautiful. Yeah. I was really taken with her.
I could see that.
And you have to, when you're put with Ryan Pavey, who's so strikingly handsome, like oh, they did a good job, I think.
Yeah, I know he's definitely handsome. And then he starts talking. He's got that voice.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like, wow.
Yeah.
How did Hallmark get lucky enough to have him? But anyway.
Right. Yeah. Well, and they also had in this movie, Erica Tremblay, who.
Yes. Oh, yes. And I, yeah. yes, I know that she comes from kind of a talented family there.
Yes, she sure does, because yep. her brother Jacob Tremblay
yep.
Was in Room, almost nominated for an Oscar. He yep. was nominated for Golden Globe. Like he's yep. an incredible talent, and yep. I can see, you know, that it runs in the family, because she was yep. so cute. I just wanted to like bundle her up.
Yep.
She was so adorable.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I believe that I've seen her in other things, if I remember correctly, when she was younger even. And yeah, she's, you know, she'd have little parts here and there in different series. Sometimes she'd yeah. pop up in something. It was just like, oh, you just loved her. Yeah, so.
She was so cute. So basically in this yeah. movie, you have Scotty Thompson's character, that yeah. she is a working in, I forget what her business is, but she's recently divorced, and she goes to this house that she's inherited from her grandmother, I believe, or great aunt or something like that. And this is like the ultimate Christmas town. Like they had at a certain point, they had, I wrote it down here. They had Christmas cookie countdown, Christmas tree decorating, Christmas carousel, gingerbread contest, and a Christmas carol sing-along.
Yeah, right. Yep, they had it all.
Yeah. So this was a super, super Christmas town that she goes into, but she's kind of still healing from her divorce and kind of sad. And she goes into this bookstore when she first arrives in town, and it's called Bee's Books. And this woman is basically known for matching a book to a customer. Mm-hmm. And this is her specialty.
Yep.
And she ended up recommending to Mistletoe Mountain, which sounded pretty steamy to me. Like, I want to read that book. That sounds good. That was funny. And she meets, we have our meet cute, which was really fun because she thinks that our Ryan Pavey character is shoplifting, and he was shop. Like, she didn't know that he had permission to shoplift, but any reasonable person who saw that would think that he was shoplifting.
Yep.
Right? Yep. And they meet, and basically what ends up happening is he ends up, they end up becoming friends. He ends up delivering her a Christmas tree at one point, and I'm like, man, I wish somebody would show up to my house with a Christmas tree.
I know. Well, I said, why can't I meet a good looking single guy in a bookstore? I mean, why does that not happen? You know,
it's like dream life. Yeah, it was really funny. And he ends up, because Kenny Kwan, Nelson's character, has this accident, this crazy accident where he ends up breaking his leg, so he can't be Santa for the kids. So Ryan Pavey, who's a school teacher, fourth grade teacher, ends up becoming Santa, and he learns all this stuff about Sydney, the Scottie Thompson character.
Yep.
From the daughter when he's sitting on her lap, because she wishes that her mom will be happy. That's her wish. Yeah. And so he decides to kind of try to fulfill those wishes. Yeah. And so he starts, he takes her to a French restaurant. And I really thought that whole scene was kind of funny. It was like French music, French food, French, like, what are you trying to pull, mister? That was funny to me. French music, French dinner, French Santa, what's going on? Right. That was funny to me because I really like the movie Better Off Dead. It's completely stupid, but it just makes me laugh for whatever reason. And there's a whole scene where they have a foreign exchange student over, and they're like French bread, French dressing, French, and to drink Perrier. it made me think of it when she was like French bread. But anyway, so, and she starts to get to know B at the bookstore, and she decides to help her out over the holidays. And you also have the mayor get kind of flirting with B, which was fun.
Yes.
And she starts to sort of pick up on what B is doing as far as finding the perfect book for each person.
He'd been playing Santa, and she accused him of
lying to her.
Yeah, which the thing was, I really took issue with her character because I thought, okay, you're really this, I'm sorry, but if a guy did that for me, so maybe he was technically lying, but also I don't think that it would have made sense for him to go up and say, well, you know, I'm playing Santa and your daughter's telling me all these, I mean, there wasn't really even, that wouldn't have even made sense to do that.
I completely agree with you.
I mean, it's kind of, it's almost, it's the same kind of thing of maybe like, if your significant other is trying to find out stuff about you to give you for Christmas, and you're being evasive, and the guy's going around trying to find out all this information, and you just aren't upfront about it, and then you're rewarded with all this great stuff. It's the same kind of thing. I mean, I would not be mad. And I'm not just saying that because of Ryan Pavey. I mean, if there was a guy that I was interested in who did all that, I'd say, hey, that's great.
Yeah, I agree with you completely. I would not be mad. He's literally doing community service.
Right.
Yeah. And he's the only thing he's done is provide nice things for you and make you happy. Like, what? Like, how dare you? It's kind of absurd. And it's my least favorite trope. Tropes is the lie reveal. Like, how dare you lie to me? Like, it's just so groan worthy. So that was definitely probably my least favorite part about the movie.
Yes.
But I did the accident with the tree. If I had been drinking something, I would have spit take my drink, because I thought it was the funniest thing. Like, how are you to believe that it possibly could have just fallen over? Like, did they, was there some kind of obvious sabotage that they ignored or something? Because it looked like somebody had come in there with a chainsaw and was just like, I was laughing so hard. It was so ridiculous. But the tree, the book tree was really fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
Well, and then I loved the cross promotion of Nancy Nagel's work towards the end.
Throughout the movie, there were all these little the books behind her were all Nancy Nagel. Right. Like, she's giving out
And it's like, have you ever read Christmas Joy? Oh my goodness, that was. Yeah. I cracked up.
It's like, get ready for a cookie crawl. You're reading Christmas Joy. It was so funny. So this movie, how many crowns would you give it?
4.
Okay. Wow. So you're pretty high on it than I thought you'd be. so I gave it 3 crowns. To me, it's just average. It's fine. I enjoyed it, but I didn't love it. And so I have it right in kind of the middle of my rankings. I have it at 42.
Oh, okay.
Just under Frozen in Love and just above Christmas in Love. So, there we go. I'd watch it again. It's fine, but I just didn't love it. So, all right. Next, we have Reunited for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And this movie was originally scheduled to be on Movies and Mysteries, which is probably where it honestly belonged, just because of the tone and the story. It moved to Hallmark Channel. And I'm only guessing that they are way behind on that Grand Valley movie.
I don't know. That took me by surprise. I mean, yes, I agree with you. This one should have been on Movies and Mysteries. I mean, I'm not upset. Yeah. I didn't hold that against the movie. Yeah. I think some people got upset about that. But
doesn't matter to me.
I mean, it's not like it was my decision. It wasn't the decision of the actors. And it's just like, okay, that's whatever.
I mean, I guess the only reason to be mad about it is if, why would you be mad about it? I guess the only reason to be mad about it is if you don't get Movies and Mysteries and you're mad that Grand Valley is now.
That's true. That's
probably the only thing.
Yeah.
Because, all the Brendan Elliott fans are going to be
upset. Right.
They don't get it. So this was actually, I think, a project that Nikki kind of spearheaded.
Yes,
She brought it to the network. She was really, I don't know if she actually executive produced it, but she was very involved.
This was actually her executive producing debut.
Very cool, yeah.
Yeah.
And so she brought it to them, and she was starring with Mike Faola. Mm-hmm. And they had actually done a series together in the past.
Yep. That's right.
Experience together.
Yeah. That was a series they were on, Awkward, which I never watched.
Yeah.
But it was on for 5-6 years and they played husband and wife.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. He was in Love Always Santa, which is fan favorites, one of Amber's favorites. Mm-hmm. And then of course Nikki Vilich has been in a million of these movies. Right. And so this movie felt very different to me. I can't even think of another Hallmark movie that's quite like
right.
it.
Right.
It was
the only one that, and I can't remember the name of it, but there was one a few years back where it dealt with family, with a couple that was married and.
Oh, the Kenneth Kim Bray one? The Way You Are?
No. This is a Christmas one. This was one. It was something and had family in the title. I would have to look up what it is, but it's they were married. He lost his job. She was pregnant and they didn't want to tell each other. And because all their family just kept coming in and originally their family was supposed to stay in hotels. And before long, their entire family is staying in their house.
Oh my gosh.
And then I would have to look up what it's called. I do not even remember right now.
anybody listening, put in the comment section.
Yeah, right.
But it felt very refreshing and very unique from the very beginning. The fact that you knew this was not the wrong guy, because as soon as you see him, you just assume, oh, he's a big city guy. Right. He's the wrong guy. He's the bad, you know, not bad right. guy, but he's the wrong guy. And the fact that he wasn't and he was a good person was
yeah.
Right. was so surprising. There was no hometown like love or anything like that.
Right. That's true. Yep.
Yeah. It was really, really surprising. And I liked both of them so much. Thought they were great.
Yes. I agreed. Totally. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well
done. Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's another one like Last Vermont Christmas that is kind of about this entire family and they're gathering together and it's pretty divisive because you have her parents are divorced. And so there's their first, I think, kind of family weekend with them as a divorced couple. I feel like that's right. fairly fresh for the family. And then you have, and I really liked the lady who played her mother. I didn't write that down, but she was really good. I thought she was really warm.
Yes.
I mean, I liked the father too, but I particularly liked that mother. She was really good. And then you have the rest of the family and this grandmother, this beloved grandmother had passed away and she had passed on many of her traditions to her family. And so she gives them this to-do list to do at Christmas for them to be as a family.
Right. Yep.
And it includes your sort of your typical Hallmark to-do list for Christmas. And on the second day, Mike character, he proposes.
Yes.
And this is really interesting because she's kind of startled by it. And she's kind of, her attitude is, well, weren't things fine the way that they were? Why are you disrupted? We never talked about this.
Yeah.
And I think he probably just assumed that she would be delighted. He didn't even think he needed to talk to her about this, which was his mistake. And so I don't know. That's certainly a dynamic you don't see every day on Hallmark Channel.
That's
somebody
right.
like, yep. I don't know if we should get married. You know, like things were fine the way they were. Like you don't see that every day.
Yeah.
Which was nice. Yeah. I thought he's like a reporter and he's ended up getting a job down there as well. And so she's really struggling and it makes sense because if your parents had just divorced, you just lost your grandma. There's a lot of stuff that's at one time. That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I never doubted that she loved him from the beginning.
Right.
But she just felt all the stress. There was a side of me that was just like, just go get married. Like if the wedding is stressful for you, then just go get married.
I know. Yeah.
It's, you know, you can have a party after if you want, but if I don't know. I just think.
Well, she had, as we find out, you know, she had all these underlying issues of she'd been in a relationship before that had failed. And then she looks at her parents who were married all that time. And then they got divorced and she's just worried that that's going to happen to her. And interestingly enough, in my interview with Nikki, she shared about how she based a lot of that character, she wanted that character to be like that because Nikki herself was afraid to get married, was kind of afraid. And so that was kind of a personal thing that she said, you don't usually see that in Hallmark. She wanted to bring that out. She wanted that to be something, since that is something she had struggled with. And so her character did too. By the way, that movie I mentioned is The Perfect Christmas.
Oh, I like that one. That's a good one.
So I was just saying that's the only other one. It's not the same story, But yeah. This only other one where you deal with a family at Christmas time and some family dynamics. So yeah.
It's so funny. So many of these Hallmark movies, I think, oh, I've never seen that one. And then I go to turn it on. Yep. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yep. Same here. Yep. I can't always remember the name. I'll look at the name and I'll even read the description. And I'm like, I haven't seen that. And it's like, oh, yeah, of course I've seen that one. Yeah, I do the same thing.
Yeah, I really liked it a lot. I thought that it felt real and authentic and it was emotionally true and it was definitely very refreshing. And I think that at least I would have thought back in when I was young that, oh, it's not as hard once you're an adult for your parents to get divorced as it is when you're a child. Maybe there's some truth to that, but it was still, one of my friends in college, her parents got divorced and it was devastating for her. She really shook her. And I think it's harder than you might think because not only are you losing sort of, you all of a sudden got this contention because all divorce has some contention or whether it's, why are you getting divorced? Some contention in your family that you're dealing with. So that's stressful. But then also all of a sudden you have this thing that you had leaned on and just all of a sudden it's not there. And so you're in a spot where you're actually, thinking about getting married. Right. Like that's very, I know it's hard in a totally different way. And I just remember my friend, it was devastating for her. So I know, I believe that, especially, and then losing a beloved grandma, because my grandma has been in poor health recently. Both my grandmas are actually, they're both in and around their 90s. So it's understandable, but it's hard. It'll be tough when they do pass away. That'll be hard.
And another thing I liked about this is it reunited Nikki with Lisa Drew, who played her sister.
Yeah.
And they have made some movies together. And Nikki told me that, when she was thinking of this movie, there was no one else who was going to play her sister. I mean, that was the person.
They're together in almost every movie. They're in Perfect Catch together. They're in that the other one at Christmas with Andrew Walker. Yeah. She's in that. So it's kind of funny.
I know. Yeah. Well, she says, they both say they would be in each other's every movie together. They would be seriously, they would have no, they're just like ready to be in every movie together. So,
that's really cool.
I was glad that it turned out. I mean, I don't know. I didn't read all of the comments from the fans, but I was glad for Nikki's sake that this turned out as well as it did, because this was her first time being executive producer. And so for her, she wants, and she's getting ready to do it again. She's actually already in working towards the next one that she's going to do after the holidays. And
very cool.
She really does want to know what people thought. So seriously, she wants to know what worked and what didn't. I mean, she was very much just, she wants to know, because she is one that wants to improve next. She wants to continue to improve. And
I guess I'm trying to think. There were some points where it was a little frustrating, where I was like, just communicate with each other. Yeah. Like, don't break off the engagement. Like, what?
Right.
So there were some points, but I don't know. I'm not going to say that's necessarily a bad thing, because
creates
tension and draws you into the story. But, but maybe there were a few moments like that it was like, oh, just have a conversation, but overall, I really thought it was strong. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I did too. I know. It was
kind of definitely, if they're already a couple, we could have definitely had a little bit more affection for sure.
True.
That's the whole benefit of them already being a couple, is that you don't have to wait until the last 30 seconds
what I'm hoping for is that it would be nice to see what happens to her parents. I would love to see something like if they ever do a sequel to this, I would love to see them doing some focusing on trying to get, I'd love to see her parents come back together. It's almost like you'd like to see it happen. I think in some ways it was, I think actually it was good that they didn't actually officially bring them back together, because that shows that they realize it's not going to be you see each other at Christmas time again and we can get back together and everything's fine, because that doesn't happen in real life. You have real issues you have to work through.
Yeah, I agree. I was glad that they didn't get back together. I really liked though when she basically, her mom says, I don't think for a second that I regret all those good times and all that time we spent together that I would do really anything different. And I think a lot of people will be able to relate to a lot of characters in this movie.
Yes, yes, yes. Really, that's good. Them. Exactly what you just pointed out was one of the themes Nikki hoped that people would get. So you got it. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, I give it 4.25 crowns.
Oh, okay. Well, I think I'm just gonna go ahead and say that, give it a 5. I was trying to think, do I put it like at 4.8 or 4.9? It's like, no, I'm just gonna go. I'll go ahead and give it a 5. Yeah. I'll give it a 5.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I don't blame you. I have it at 16.
Okay, that's not bad.
It's very high. You have it just below The Good Witch, A Tale of Two Hearts, and just above The Sweetest Heart, which I liked a lot more than most people.
Yeah, so. I know you did. That was one that I've come to appreciate. And that's the thing. Another thing about Hallmark movies is the first time I watch them, sometimes I don't even give them as high a rating. Sometimes I actually, sometimes I'll say, I didn't really like that movie or it was okay. And then like the next year I watch it and for some reason I find that I liked it better. And I think, why did I not like it as much? That happens to me.
Yeah.
It's kind of like.
Totally understandable and totally happens, because you might just be in a bad mood or be tired or whatever for a million reasons.
Well, and remember, we're watching 37 new Christmas movies. That's right. Plus we're watching the Lifetime ones. And the up ones, some of those.
I mean, yeah.
You kind
of right. I really like these ones that involve either a family or like more than one relationship. And I think that's why I like Sweetest Heart, because to me it was about three different couples.
Yeah.
And I liked seeing that.
Yeah.
And so last one, we had Christmas at the Palace. So this one was written by Joie Boatkin, who we've both interviewed. She was the best interview. I loved her. I have loved interviewing all the writers.
Oh, yeah.
Always. They are the best. And I had to laugh because I think there's somewhere in this movie where they talk about, oh, just giving money isn't good enough or whatever.
Yeah.
And because in her interview, she said that she basically she gives her son socks and money for Christmas. So funny. And so I love that she put that in to the movie.
Right.
But yeah, this is a movie about two ice skaters who go to this foreign country, Sansovia, I think is what it was called. And they are putting on this show, this ice skating show. Mm-hmm. And the princess of this land loves to ice skate and has her own ice skating rink in the castle. Mm-hmm. And so she's watching them, and they basically get kind of commissioned to plan a royal, what did they call it? A royal
pageant.
Ice pageant. That's right. Pageant. Good. Pageant. Yeah. The pageant. And the king, her father, has a bit of a PR problem going on. He is the Grinch King.
Yes.
Which I also laughed. I told Joie that I said, because one of my questions in the little Christmas questions that I've been doing is Grinch or Scrooge? Which one's your favorite? And she picked Grinch. And I'm like, now I know why. I know why.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, so Andrew Cooper plays the king, and both, I don't know, I haven't fact checked this, so don't fact check me on it, but I think that Andrew Cooper and Merritt Patterson are the only actors to play leads in royal movies twice. Both of them, because he was in Royal Hearts, and now he's in this, and she was in this, and she was in Winter, Royal Winter, right? Yeah, Royal Winter.
Oh, yeah, you're right, yes, yeah.
Yeah, so that's kind of fun.
Yeah, and I don't know if it would seem to be right, but maybe somebody can, somebody smarter than us can figure out.
Yeah, fact check it.
Right or wrong.
I mean, I guess technically Brittany Bristow was in two royal movies, but as far as the leads.
Yes, the leads, right.
I think that's probably pretty safe, but anyway, so that's fun. And Andrew Cooper, he's just nailing it with these Prince roles. He is our king role.
I know, that was my problem, is when I was watching it, I didn't realize he was a king until about 15 minutes into it. And then I was like, I've been tweeting out that he's a prince and he's a king. Yeah. I just assumed I was, you know, jumping in after Thanksgiving, trying to, and so, yeah, this time he plays a king. It's like, okay, he's a king, not a prince.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So what were your overall thoughts about this movie?
Oh, I think that I could say, well, I knew that Brittany would be great. I knew that. I mean, I knew everybody would be great. I should say that. I mean, I was certain of that. Of course, it's shot on location in Romania. You know, it's going to be, that's going to be fantastic. Yeah. The writing was incredible. I thought it was very well done. I thought it was a little bit different for a real movie, which that made me very happy, because sometimes, I'll be honest, I hear another real movie's coming, I'm like, no, not again.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, we're going to have somebody who doesn't know that he's a prince and she's going to fall in love with them. And then it's, and you know, it, and it's,
that's,
and
the, it's best fine. Royal movie. That's,
I mean,
the
it's fine. It's fine. I'm not saying it's bad, but at first I was like, oh, is this one going to be good? But I thought, but actually my thought was, okay, Brittany's in it, it'll be good. That was actually my thought going into it.
Yeah, it's usually some form of, like, the commoner comes in and is like the nanny or the housekeeper or something along those lines. Yeah.
Right.
Matchmaker, something like that. And so I agree with you on all that you said. So there were two things that I really didn't like in this movie that dragged the score quite a bit down, and that were kind of, I don't want to say deal breakers, but they kind of were, they really bothered me. And so I don't know, but a lot of stuff I did like. I agree with you about the script. Her script, Joie is very witty as a writer. And I do think that all the actors were doing a great job with what they were given. Then I thought there was nice chemistry. And I thought the little girl was very cute.
Yes.
But not annoying cute. She was fun. They've been doing a great job with the child casting this year.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I liked that they gave a relationship to Brittany's character. Yes, that was a lot of fun.
She got to actually kiss the guy. It's like, that was great.
It was really cute. And I loved that scene in the market when he slips on the ice. And so she helps him.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, sorry. And he's like holding her hand or whatever, because getting up off the ice. And she's like, it's okay. And then they just end up walking, holding hands. It was so cute. I loved that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I really thought the whole ice skating rink was very impressive. I guess they built this entire rink for the movie.
Oh, okay.
I thought I had heard that. And it looked really good, regardless, however they got it. It looked really good. And I guess Brittany was saying that yes, they have body doubles for safety and for other things, but she did a lot of her own skating, I guess.
She's, really?
Yeah, on Twitter, she was saying something like that today.
Okay.
Yeah. And so that was all really good, really cute. I liked the chemistry between Merritt and Brittany. You could definitely tell that they had a good friendship on set. Yes. Yes. I thought that was really good. So there was a lot of really good. I liked the whole The Grinch King. That was funny.
Yes.
I mean, it was so funny because he's the Grinch King only because he's not as insanely Christmassy as his dad. Like, he does so much. I'm like, wow, if this is a Grinch, oh no.
Yeah. Right.
Like, there was like every day there was some kind of tea or gathering of some kind. Like, wow. Sansovia's hardcore Christmas. It might be the North Pole. So there were two parts that I didn't like. The first part is, so they have this scene with them in the party dresses. The one, Merritt in the red dress, and Brittany in the green dress. And I didn't think that they did a very good job with that scene, because that scene in a princess movie should be the scene where it's announced, I forget their names in the movie, but it's not Merritt Patterson of New Jersey. And, you know, and then she comes on to the screen and everyone, wow, so beautiful. Look at this amazing dress. She was a commoner. Now she's not. And I just felt like it was just sort of an office party. They're all just kind of hanging out. Like, there was no sense of like awe and grandeur, which you want, I feel like, in this kind of movie for either of them in either of their dresses. Like, the dresses were pretty, but I wanted a little bit more spectacle about it.
I guess in the first thing that comes to my mind, I think it's because he wasn't so big on celebrating Christmas. And so it was like the parties, because I seem to remember them saying something about, you know, wait till you see the Christmas Eve dinner or something like that. This is exciting compared to that or something. That wasn't exactly the term, but something like that. I see what you're saying, but I have a feeling that that may be why they chose to go down, chose to do that. Because for him, for the king, it's like he didn't care about doing all this Christmas stuff. For him, it was just like, he just goes through the motions.
Yeah, I mean, I just think of all the other movies, the princess movie, maybe they were trying to do something different, but I don't know.
I would say probably.
But like, if you think about Crown for Christmas, you know, when she first steps out with that dress, you know, and it's just very like, or, you know, there's a bunch of other examples, but I just felt like I wanted that sort of moment of her really being a princess. And I didn't feel like I got that. And so that was my first criticism. But my main criticism is, so they're buying this rink in New Jersey, right? Mm-hmm. And so Brittany leaves to go and check out the rink before they buy it. And then she finds out from Brittany's character that it has to happen now, and she doesn't feel comfortable with purchasing it without her having seen it. And so I don't know why, first of all, they didn't just do a FaceTime tour, you know, these days that you can do, and so she could see it. But if that wasn't a possibility, I just really didn't like the fact that she didn't say goodbye to the king. Like, she did say goodbye to the girl, which was good, but he had to hear it from that other lady that she had left. And I think, especially if you had made a commitment to dance or to skate with not only his daughter, but for the whole kingdom, and she had made a commitment for her to not even leave a note, it's like saying goodbye, I thought was so rude and so like not good. I didn't like it. And like, she didn't even like send him a text or anything. Like, it's so easy.
That's true. I hadn't really thought about that. Yeah.
And I was just like, I can't believe she didn't say goodbye. And I just felt like I needed one scene. I kept thinking of In Sound of Music when the captain's like, you never even said goodbye. And I needed one, if they had one little line of dialogue where the king had said, you left without saying goodbye, then I would have, all my concerns would have floated away. But I just thought that was so rude of her. Like, how can you just leave? And I must have tweeted about it about 5 times. Like, she just left? Like, what? And anyway, it really kind of irritated me. And I'm just like, you gotta say goodbye. You can't just leave. And there was really no like discussion. It was just kind of like, oh, you're here. Yay, you're back.
Right.
I don't know. That hurt it for me quite a bit, maybe more than it should, but that was the emotion that I felt at that moment of like, what? She just left?
I could see your point. I hadn't even thought about that, but I could see your point on that, definitely.
So, how many crowns do you give this one?
I would say I'll go with, I'll say 4.5.
So, I'm going to...
I know, you're going to mark it down. That's okay. Yeah. Okay.
I think I'm very mean, but I really, I don't know. I'm going to give it 2.9 crowns.
Okay.
I just don't think I'd really want to watch it again, even though I liked things about it. I have it at number 50.
Mm-hmm.
So I have it just above Love and Design and just above, just below Love and Design and just above Marrying Mr. Darcy. So that's where I have it. And
you know, isn't that the great thing, that you have your reasons for why you've marked it down and what bothered you, and I see your points, and that's what's great about Hallmark, is we don't have to agree on everything. You know, they have such a wide variety of things.
Yeah.
You had movies that you really loved. Yeah. And you had movies that you weren't as keen on. And you and I don't always agree, but that's okay.
That's the fun part. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I
totally see your point. And I'm not, you know, it's like, okay, that's fine. I can see that because there are other times where fans will absolutely love a movie and I feel bad because I'm not as keen on it as they are. And I just keep my opinions to myself so that I don't upset people.
It's very true. Like,
I don't think that you are making, you're not putting anyone down in what you said. It's just a preference thing.
I agree. I mean, I love, like I said, I love Joie. She's amazing. And she did a really good job with the dialogue. And it's just these two little things. And that just happens to be my take when it comes to princess movies.
And the thing is, we don't know if it is possible that there was originally something put in there and they had to edit it. We don't know those kinds of things. Yeah. There's all those things that happen in the editing room that, you don't always know what happens. I mean, I hear all sorts of things about how those things happen. So it could have even been an oversight. It's possible it could have been oversight on anybody's part.
Yeah.
That they just didn't even think about it because you see, I didn't think about it.
Right.
And so
do you have a favorite so far this year of these Christmas movies?
Christmas movies? Oh, yes. A God Went Christmas.
Oh, so good. It's in my top 10 of the year, of the whole year. My favorite is Road to Christmas. I just thought it's really? A risk.
Okay. That one ranks pretty high for me.
Yeah. It was funny. It was really romantic. It was from the heart. I just love Zach's writing. He's just nailing it this year.
I am looking forward to this weekend's offerings.
Me too. I'm glad you mentioned that because this weekend we have Christmas Everlasting, our Hall of Fame movie, which is, I was a little surprised that they weren't doing that on both networks like they did last year.
I was surprised at that as well. Yep.
Because they have the one more movie than they had last year. Do you think that's why?
I don't know why they chose to do it that way. I have no idea. I
mean, it's pretty surprising that they would put an Alicia Witt movie up against the Hall of Fame movie.
Yes.
Because she's pretty big, popular, you know.
Right.
Person. So that's just interesting. But they have Christmas Everlasting, Christmas on Honeysuckle Lane, which, you know, those are definitely gonna be some of the most looked forward to of the year. You love, you know, Hallmark Hall of Fame plus, and I did read the book for that. And then, Shoe Addict's Christmas, which I loved the book for Shoe Addict's Christmas and the whole story, because I love Christmas Carol. And so the whole story just sounds, if they go off the book, it was super funny and just really fun. And Jean Smart is the best and she's an amazing actress. And I don't know. I just think that one looks really good. I'm very excited for it. Candace Cameron Bure, Luke McFarlane is the best. So I have pretty high expectations for that one.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it should be pretty fun. So let us know in the comment section what you thought about these four movies and how you would rank them and how many crowns you would give them. Let us know. And thanks so much, Ruth. You're the best coming through for us time and time again. It's been quite a year and we'll be so excited to get together and do our top of Hallmark like we did last year. We're definitely planning on doing that in January. So if we don't meet again in December, which we may, then we'll look forward to that and covering Winkles the Heart, so that'll be so where can people find you?
You can find me on my website is mydevotionalthoughts.net and on Twitter and Instagram it's RuthHill74. And then if you go to Facebook page, My Devotional Thoughts.
Great. And you can find me at Rachel's Reviews on iTunes and on YouTube. I really appreciate it if you check that out. And make sure you're following the podcast, Hallmark Use Pod, podcast all over social media. And we have our merch store, which is really exciting, with all kinds of Christmas shirts and other designs that we've created, and we've had a lot of fun doing that. So check it out. There's a link on our website, homeworkiespodcast.com. And we're having a lot of fun interviews and other stuff. We're trying to do all the coverage we can. And we are really looking forward to more movies to come. And so anyway, let us know what you think. And thanks so much. We'll talk to you all later. Bye. Merry Christmas.
Bye. Bye.